All right, half past 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. Welcome back live into the Lightning 100 studio. Jason and Adam with you, and we are now joined by our good buddy Matt Leff from Rhizome Productions. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Happy
morning.
Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
I don't mean to tell tales out of school, Matt Leff, but when you come in, you always roll in with these amazing treats.
I have to.
You always do. You tried this. You snuck a little sip of this guy before we did. Jay and I being good boys and waiting until we're live on air. You know what? This is an on-air punishment. You're taking it well. It's going well. But your natural response to it was like so genuine and real, Jay. Did you hear this?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like a genuine beer nerd to this day, Matt Leff. That's what I'm doing. I'm highlighting that you do care, that it does matter. Even we've thrown all these amazing events and just crushed it for years here in Nashville, Tennessee. We're back in East Park for a classic one, East Nashville Beer Festival. And it's only 2 weeks away.
2 weeks. Yep, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from Saturday.
And it's the ninth year. It's crazy.
Are you in year nine?
Year nine. Next year is our 10th anniversary. We got some really big plans that we're working on. But let's talk about this year.
You're 90% there.
And this is kind of the one that launched all of the other ones.
That's right.
This is the one that was like the first one.
This is the first event Rhizome Productions ever did.
Wow.
It was April 2011. We did it on Titans Way between the river and what's now Nissan Stadium.
Right.
Whoa.
We had about 1,800 people our first year, and I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, I bet you ran around like a dude with your hair on fire.
I had no clue
correct?
What was happening. We had so many interesting experiences and problems that I won't talk of. But it was an incredible learning experience, and look where it's led us.
Yes. Man.
9 years in. What I would like to, like to think is sort of the kickoff of spring.
Yeah.
Last year, not so much because it snowed a little bit.
But, a little bit.
Fingers crossed. I know everybody's waiting to see what the weather will look like.
I'm feeling positive about it because we had such a gloomy and gray winter. It was like just muddy and wet the whole winter. And it was gruesome and no one liked it. I wasn't talking about it because it was too much of a bummer. But we made it through. And so we're due for a nice stretch of good weather. We're on it right now.
We're on it. The weather's been great. And we are confident and hopeful that will continue.
And the mood at your event already rules because you've got such cool music. You do a smart thing of pairing with smart people besides your radio host choices.
Of course.
Jay, I'm talking about. I'm smart. you partner with Grimey to book this thing.
That's
don't
right.
You?
Mike,
you're smart.
Mike Grimes of, you all know, Grimey's Record Store, at Basement East and The Basement. He curates all of our music for us for the past couple of years. And this year we've got a fun lineup starting off at 1:20. We've got the Tiger Beats with Patrick Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. They're doing, like, classic covers. But Sweeney just has his own voice and guitar playing style where you could be watching an original set and it would
it's
feel
super
really
cool
that way.
Yep. 2:20, we got M.I.P.S.
Uh-huh.
3:20, I'm real excited about this. We've got Fade to Blackened, a tribute to Metallica.
Nice! Oh, really? They sell out.
And then at 4:20.
Yeah.
Wait, these all start on the 20s.
All on
they?
The 20s.
Okay.
All on the 20s.
I see you.
And at 4:20, we've got the Captain Midnight Band doing a full set of Grateful Dead.
Captain Midnight Band, let me go ahead and say, is going to be ready and raging to go at 4:19 and then loose it upon the world when the clock strikes.
But they're a fun band.
They have to wait. We got music on the 20s, but weather and traffic on the 8s. That's how it works.
Oh, does that mean we're out there, Jay?
Yeah,
all
right,
cool. We can help out.
And you know, at 4:20, it's an important moment in East Nashville Beer Fest the past couple of years.
Uh-huh.
Which ties into the beer we're drinking also.
Okay.
So real quick,
okay.
We are enjoying Sweetwater Brewing Company out of Atlanta, Georgia. They have a sour and wild ale production component of their business. This is their 22nd anniversary Flanders-style red.
Okay.
At 4:20, for the past several years at East Nashville Beer Fest, we do a toast to a very close friend of mine and advocate of the beer community that passed away.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
our good friend Curtis MacArthur with Sweetwater Brewing Company. So we will do a toast right before Captain Midnight starts, celebrating him and his time with Sweetwater. So this beer, cheers to Curtis.
That's right. Let's cheers to Curtis right now.
A wonderful man.
Man. Let's try this out.
So Flanders style is a Belgian style of beer. Like I said, Sweetwater has a new program called the Woodlands.
I like the
sour.
They're
doing an amazing job.
That's good.
It's really good. You can find this in town, too.
Man, drinkable, too, isn't it?
Yeah,
wow,
it's super good beer.
Man, what a
one of the many amazing beers that will be at East Nashville Beer Fest.
Yeah, and we're very excited, too. Thank you for joining us this morning. We've got Matt Leff here in studio from Rhizome Productions. We're talking about the East Nashville Beer Fest. It's headed our way, just a couple weeks off. 2 weeks from tomorrow out in East Park. Those tickets are on sale. We're actually going to give you a chance to win some tickets coming up in just a little bit. And coming up beginning Monday, kind of like we did back in the winter season, just going to kind of walk through some of these beers.
Yeah.
It's going to be available. It's our Brews in Bloom series. We're going to start that on Monday, and that'll run right up to the East Nashville Beer Fest over in East Park on the 13th of April.
I'm excited. I get to come in and drink lots more beer with you.
Hey, I'm going to be right there next to you, buddy.
Early morning. To me, it's mid-afternoon at 9:37 a.m. So we are so stoked about the East Nashville Beer Fest. One of the things I always call out with Rhizome events is that they're really like navigable. And to me, that speaks to it's not like oversold. Like you can get through and get your stuff and never, I just never remember waiting in lines at your events.
That's
Matt
the goal.
Left.
I don't
logistics
like,
logistics are a big thing.
Logistics
man.
Are my world. Yeah. I'm the most impatient person you'll probably ever meet. Anyone who knows me that's listening right now is shaking their head yes.
He's right.
Especially Sharp.
Yeah,
he couldn't be here. He couldn't be here this morning.
He's riding his bike, right? From meeting.
Unfortunately, one of his daughters has the flu, so he's being a good dad and staying at home.
We're thinking of you, Sharp.
Sharp.
But that's right. I mean, it's all about the experience of the guest. It's about the experience of the brewers, the sponsors. Everyone on the ground needs to have a good time. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to wait too long to get a beer, to go to the bathroom, to get food.
Yeah.
It's all about the experience. It's 5 hours. We want it to be pleasurable, and we want you to come back year after year, which is why we've. Are coming back for our ninth year.
9 years.
And
yeah.
People
East Park
enjoy it.
Is a perfect space for an event. That is to me when spring starts, is when we start having these kind of things in East Park. I'm like, all right, East Nashville's like awake and alive again.
We love
you
East
know?
Park.
After
it's our home.
Dormant for a minute. Gonna be fun. Rocking out with Captain Midnight Band. That's gonna be a blast. Patrick Sweeney and the Tiger Beats kicking things off. Mips also on the bill. This is, of course, booked by Grimy himself. So he had many different options and went with four home runs as far as
and
I'm concerned.
Unfortunately, he won't be our MC this year.
Oh,
it,
really?
It happens to be Record Store Day. So he's a little busy over at the new pre-loved location.
I thought maybe he said something he shouldn't have last
year. No, he's the perfect MC. We let him say whatever he wants.
Yeah, we've had him on air before. We know the Grimy
That's
experience.
That's right.
So a few quick highlights. Obviously, we've got over 50 breweries, maybe 60, including local, regional, national craft breweries, as well as a lot of international beer that we'll be featuring at the Woodland Wine Merchant Tent. This probably 180 different beers that you'll be able to sample during your afternoon with us.
Did you say 180?
Yeah, probably somewhere around 180 different beers. Yeah,
mind-boggling.
It's a lot. You got to be strategic. Sure, if you go on our website right now, you can see a lot of them. We haven't received every beer from every brewery because we communicate with all of them personally and try and curate the list. So it does take us some time to build that. But if you go visit the brewery section of our website, you can see many of those beers and you'll get a guide when you enter the festival. Outside of the beer, one of the big things that I always like to share is East Nashville Beer Fest supports Ride for Reading, which is an incredible organization that started here in Nashville right around the time of our festival, which is how we fused together.
Mm-hmm.
And they deliver books to inner city kids via bicycle and essentially promote reading and healthy living to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a large donation to them every year in the 9 years or 8 years that we've done so far. It's over $150,000 that we've raised for their organization.
That is incredible. Yes. Ride for Reading. Wow. Yeah.
So we're going to be giving away a New Belgium Fat Tire bike this year.
No, the actual bike.
The actual bike.
Okay.
It'll be a raffle. The caveat, you have to bring a book to donate to Ride for Reading.
Get a book, people.
Get a book.
Yeah.
Bring it to the festival. Visit their tent. They'll have a tent in the festival and outside the festival where you can drop them off. You'll get a raffle ticket, and you'll get an email after the festival. But you'll see the bike there. It is not this year's. It's a vintage Fat Tire bike, even better.
It's a fat tire bike.
But it's still a Fat Tire bike. We're going to give it away. Thanks to Brian Odenkrantz. It's one of his that he's donating to the cause.
That's cool.
So we're really excited about that. And Ride for Reading is just a great organization. Their founder is a previous East Nashvillian like myself.
Oh, cool.
And that's where we all started, and we're really happy to continue supporting what they do.
What an amazing relationship. I can tell there's some sense of, like, you must have all kind of come up together and experienced a lot of things as you're sort of growing these different but also really influential and important sort of businesses. Nashville folks, I think, are going to get it big time, particularly as you come and hang and have some brews at East Nashville Beer Works or Beer Fest.
It's a great.
That's right.
They'll be there, though.
Yeah,
good brewery.
There
you go.
They'll be there.
Synergy, whether I want to or not.
That's right.
So you weren't wrong.
Matt Leff joining us here in studio. We're talking about the East Nashville Beer Fest again. It's coming up Saturday, April the 13th. Quickly answering some questions that people might have. It is a 21 and over event only. You must be 21 years of age to enter. That means call the babysitter now. Get ready for it.
And please bring your ID.
Yes.
You can't imagine how many people show up without an ID. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to jail for you.
Right. Exactly.
That's a big ask.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to be 21 or older to attend, and there will be designated driver tickets available. They are $25. You still have to be 21 or over. You won't get a tasting glass with that, but you will get a food voucher, right?
You get a food voucher for the food trucks, and we also have like a refreshment station with bottled water, some soda and snacks as well.
That's also cool, man. Taking care of those DDs.
Also a heads up, because we love animals here in Middle Tennessee, and as much as we love all of our cats and dogs and goats and chickens and everything, it's a pet-free event as well. So,
you know what? That's going to be special time later when you meet back up with
your
pup.
It's a question we really do get a lot, believe it or not. We love pets, but there's an inherent danger.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, some dogs just aren't friendly. No offense to anybody.
Yeah, it's just true.
Leave them at home for the day. It's not, you know, you're not gone for 12 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
This is going to be so fun. So April 13th, kicking off spring, basically, in my mind. Folks can come out and sample all sorts of different things. You brought in one. What's the one that we got to sample today?
So this is from Sweetwater. This is part of their Woodland series.
Man, it's good.
And it's their 22nd anniversary Belgian-style Flanders. It's a red sour, and it is... It's my breakfast.
I love
today.
That salad.
It's your breakfast.
It's delicious, man.
On the Matt Left diet
really
over
good.
Here.
Just one of many that you can sample at the East Nashville Beer Fest. Again, it's coming up April 13th. It's a Saturday. The gates open at 12. They actually start scanning tickets at 11 a.m. It'll run through 5 o'clock. So get on it. Get your tickets before it sells out, because it will sell out, because it always does. We actually have a pair of tickets we're going to give away. If you want to try and call us here in the Lightning 100 studio, 615-777-5100, that number to dial. Just keep in mind, you must be 21 years of age or older, and you can start dialing us right now. We should take, what, caller number?
4? Is that April? That's the month?
Okay, I was going to say the day, 13, but 13, let's go 4.
That's so many hearts to break,
Matt.
We already missed like 9 phone calls.
He's right. All right, we'll go with caller 4. We took a vote. It's 4.
Caller number 4 right now to the Lightning 100 studio. If you're 21 years of age or older, have not won anything from us in the last 30 days, we're going to hook you up with 2 tickets to this year's East Nashville Beer Fest. Thanks as always, Matt.
It's
always
a pleasure.
Such a blast. We'll do it again beginning Monday morning.
I know. I can't wait.
6:30 Monday morning is when we'll do it.